Om Shanti and welcome to It's Time. Here I'm recording the reflective questions separately for you so that you may just play this back and take time to be with yourself and look back and look at the present moment and look forward. So just sit quietly with your pen and paper. Just reflect back to 2016 from January to December. Just a quick scan of the year. So, what has been your greatest learning in 2016? List three blessings that you have received. Blessings are good things. People might have said something nice. Good things might have happened to you. However you understand the word blessings. So list three good things that have happened to you. Next question. When did you feel most alive? So just look back and see, when were you feeling the most happiest, most alive? Next, who did you inspire? This brings us to the present moment. So just sit in the now. What would you like to attract right now in your life? If your body could talk, it would say, finish the sentence. If your body could talk, it would say. And don't need to think too much about the questions. Whatever comes up is the right answer. Next question. What is the hidden value in this situation? Again, whatever situation comes to your mind is the right situation. Next, what language are you speaking? And I don't mean English and French. What choice of words are you using? Just take a look at that. Are they positive, negative, hopeful, hopeless, possible, not possible? Next. What character traits do you need to work on? What do you feel are the character traits in you that you need to work on? Now let's look at 2017 and beyond. So let's look forward. Next, what would be the ideal way for me to spend my day? What would be the ideal way for me to spend my day? Just list what would be the components of your day, ideal day. What would you like to do on a daily basis? I slow myself down by doing what? Meditation, breathing, stepping back, silence, thought stopping. You decide. I slow myself down by. Finish the sentence. Next, make a list of words you would like to hear every day. Make a list of words you would like to hear every day. Next, what is stopping you? And again, you will know what this question refers to. What is stopping you from doing what you need to do, going where you need to go, being who you are? Just be honest with yourself. What is stopping you? Next, what would you like your legacy to be? What do you want to leave behind as your memorial, as your legacy? Next and last question. What is your ideal vision of yourself? What is your ideal vision of yourself? How do you and would you like to see yourself? So moving forward, perhaps a calm Aruna, a peaceful Aruna, a slow, patient Aruna. a loving Aruna. You decide for yourself. Abundance, prosperous, successful. How do you see yourself? How would you like to see yourself? Okay, now just take a look at all the questions and the answers. And now just see what comes to your mind. What you would like to give energy to more and what you would like to give less energy to. Okay, and now I'd like you to create a symbol for yourself. That will be your theme for the coming year. What do you think that would be? As you've seen in my blog, one of my symbols is the coconut. Strong from the outside, soft from the inside. Not so beautiful from the outside, but clean and pure from the inside. Or perhaps it could be flowing water. Or perhaps it could be a mirror. You would like to be a mirror, clean and clear. Okay, so whatever you decide. So whatever you decide is the perfect symbol for you. So just draw it and remember it and put it in a few places. Because sometimes we are more visual than we are audio. And so just keep that image with you for the rest of the year and remind yourself that that's what you need to be all the time. Wishing you all the best for this coming year. God bless you. Om Shanti.